When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Well, hello, everybody. It's me, Rosie O'Donnell, star of Exit to Eden. And I'm very sorry that I was in that film, and for all of you who had to see it, my apologies. It was fun to make, though. I will tell you that. We were in Hawaii for a while, and Danny Aykroyd told me lots of stories about UFOs, and it made the whole set vibe very chill. Did you see the UFO thing in Las Vegas, by the way? Okay, so like this guy's in his backyard at midnight with his friend or his brother, and the police somehow get this triangle of blue-green floating down weirdly like an asteroid game, you know, in a video game. Like it was weird. It was like Tetris from the sky. And then there was like apparently a boom, and there's a 911 call where this guy is saying, there's a creature, they're scary, they're 8 to 10 feet. I'm not kidding, this is not a joke. And I was like, why is this not the top story on the news? I mean, I know a lot's gone on. And I know that Trump was indicted. And that, my friends, is a victory for humanity. And makes us all proud to be Americans when the government works as it's supposed to. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of beautiful things, I got to see Joni Mitchell and Brandi Carlile in concert at the Gorge in Washington State near Seattle. It was the most astounding night of my life. I don't even know how to explain it. It was like ethereal. It was nostalgic. It was so energetically healing to sit amongst 27,000 people who were similar in some magically beautiful way. It was astounding. I was so happy when I was there. It lifted me in a way that it was unbelievable. First of all, Brandi Carlile, I don't even know what I can say about this Brandi Carlile. I have to say, I missed the boat on Brandi Carlile, not on purpose. I don't know how I did it. Sometimes, like, I never saw Mad Men. I mean, that's ridiculous. How can you say that? I don't know what happened with the Brandi Carlile. I don't know what to say. I just would like to humbly apologize because I'm in a deep dive of Brandi Carlile, everything about her life. I'm about to listen to her book on tape that she narrates. And my God, she has done something amazing when she puts together and honors these legendary women who have given so much of themselves in art and music and culture to give them the accolades that they so deserve in this lifetime, in this day and age. This amazing gay woman standing there beside this amazing Joni Mitchell, who, I don't know, is the reason my heart beats. I don't know. Her lyrics, they're always with me. Everything profound that happens in my life, on TV, in the news, in my world, I assign a Joni Mitchell quote to it because something about the situation will remind me something of what she has so beautifully said in all of her lyrics. And to see her up there shining, you know, love wins, man. She said it like 20 times during the concert, and I was bowled over. Annie Lennox was there. She sang Ladies of the Canyon, and she is a force, that Annie Lennox. She is a force. The whole night, Sarah McLachlan, delicious. Everyone who was there, you know, and I know who was very sorry to have missed it, but she was busy working herself, is the woman that I'm about to speak to next, right here on Onward with Rosie O'Donnell. It's my friend and Joni's too. Cyndi Lauper is here today. And well, it's not today, but you know what I'm saying. She sat down with me and we had a nice long chat. And I love her so much. And happy birthday, Cyndi, who turned 70 years old on Thursday. So, Sin, I love you. You're an icon, honey. You're the best. Your live performance of Carrie that you did at the Joni tribute in the early 2000s was unbelievable. And it remains one of my favorite live performances I've ever seen anywhere. You, Cyndi Lauper, you. All right, take a listen in conversation right now with Cyndi Lauper. Well, hello, everybody. Look who's here with me. Cyndi Lauper. Hi, Sin.
How are you, Dawg?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm all right. You're going to Santa Monica, I heard.
I am. I'm making the move from Malibu, which I love, but it's a little remote.
You think?
And Dakota. It's like living in the Hamptons, right?
No, not any Hamptons is too busy.
I agree.
Really busy.
I never liked when I went there because it seemed like I was the kid from the Fresh Air Fund. You know what I mean? Everybody had designer everything. Even though I was like adult and rich and had my own life, I still felt a little bit like I didn't fit in there.
Yeah, I know. I always liked it like when there was still like cranberry bogs out there. And,
right.
You know, all the farmers and the oyster farmers, they're all being pushed out because of high price real estate.
Right, and, exactly.
You know, everybody wants to live in a rural place and make it like the city. Which is counterproductive. Like, why would you want to do that?
How is David? How's he doing?
He's doing great. He really is.
Yeah.
He's been writing and writing and writing, and he was always such a great storyteller. So I'm excited for him.
Totally.
And Declan is doing his thing.
Yep.
And I'm still moving forward with Working Girl. And I did this thing. Oh, it's funny because the Tribeca Film Festival, Dolores Roach was in the Tribeca film thing. And my documentary, because these everybody for a while are both like, you got to do a documentary. I was like, why? I'm not dead yet.
Right.
And they said, but that's just it.
Correct.
You'll be able to make sure it's truthful. So I was like, okay.
Right. So you've got a lot of things. So this Dolores, what's the name? Dolores?
Oh, The Horrors of Dolores Roach. And check this out.
Is it a true story? Is it a true story?
No.
It's on Amazon?
Yeah, but it started as a podcast on Spotify, right? I played a theater usher on Broadway. I had my own following, of course.
Of course.
And I, on the side, I was a private investigator.
Okay.
You know, but theater was my passion. So, you know, my mom last year had just died.
Right.
And I went to Italy. And I'm laying around and Melissa, my manager, she sends me this script. And I said, oh, come on. I can't even think. She said, just read it. So I start reading it and I start laughing. And it's really, it sounded like me, right?
The character.
So, yeah. And I figured, I could do this. I don't even know what the hell her name was, but I changed it to Ruthie because I liked Ruthie, right?
That's an Usher name right there, Ruthie.
Yeah, Ruthie. And I went to this wig store with Yuda, my hair person, and I found a gray wig.
Wow.
Oh my God, it was like blue gray. You know the color you want to get when you're bleaching your hair, and you try and get it gray and turns a little blue, purple. I was so excited because all of a sudden I started putting Ruthie together. And they were so cool about it. This writer, Aaron Mark. Well, after I read it and I said, it's really good. Yeah, of course. And then she sent me the letter they wrote. So I had played that year or the year before at the Hollywood Bowl. I had stepped on a bee and...
Wait a minute. They saw you at the Hollywood Bowl? That's what made them think of casting you. But you were singing at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
And well, you stepped on a bee.
I sing.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I was singing, but there was an orchestra. So I just kept singing. And I think I was talking and singing at the same time. Like I pulled a bee out of my foot. I said, oh, great. A bee? Really? And I just kept singing, you know, because if you stop, the orchestra
gets messed up. Yes.
Well, it's like 100 of them.
Right.
It's not like your band. You stop your band.
Right.
And they're like, okay. You know, 2, 3, 4. It's like, oh, no, sin. Yeah. Au contraire.
We got the oboes. We got the piccolos. We got a lot.
Yeah. So they had seen that show. And I got to admit, I guess I was funny. Sometimes I'm funny.
You are funny.
And so they wrote this love letter. And I was like, yeah, how could I say no to that?
Correct.
So after I got done... You know, we went to Italy. It was fun. We went to Capri. You know, everything was last minute because I didn't know. My mother was passing, but I didn't know when.
Right.
And I got to be honest, though. Oh, my mom, when she went, she was so incredible.
What really were you there? Incredible. Were you there? What had happened?
Of course I was there.
Of course.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Of course I was. I cleared the room.
Yeah.
I put the crystals around to balance the energy.
Right.
I put the, she loved roses. So she had a bouquet of peach roses. You know, she had two different kinds of dementia, which is terrible for her. And it was just, you know, she was really declining and it was going to turn into that she couldn't talk anymore and be trapped in her body. And my grandfather had that. And when my grandfather had that, she would say things to me like, if I ever get like that, you put a pillow over my head. And I'd be like, Ma.
Yeah.
Then I go to jail.
Right.
For killing you. Okay. And then, you know, so when she started to lose her ability to talk and remember words, I was showing her the pictures of all the old relatives. And then she looked at me and she was like, and she was trying to say she doesn't even remember who these people are.
Right.
And I would say to her, I said, I know, Ma, you don't remember who they are. I get it. And she looked at me, she took my hand, she said, we don't need words.
Wow.
Which got me like,
of
you know.
Of course, how could you not?
And then she had problems breathing. So I started with the stones, the crystals, the energy in the room, the flowers. Everything she would look at would be nice.
Right.
And I took some lavender. I rubbed her feet. Every single meditation thing I learned or past life or whatever I used, right?
That night, yeah.
And while I'm talking to her about all this stuff, I said to her, and you know, the place you go and the forgiveness and all this stuff. I mean, before she went unconscious, she did say a few things about the people she was seeing. And there was an aide there that had lost her twin babies and never told anybody. And my mother's husband, who had passed away, she said, oh, there he is. And he's got your babies and they're okay. Nobody knew. And then when she said that, I looked at the lady who was telling me they're hallucinating. And I said, okay, she's not hallucinating because if she was, she wouldn't have known about that, would she?
Yes, how, right?
So.
Did the aide get all upset?
Nah, she went out and had a couple of cigarettes.
Right,
you know,
okay.
Kind of got her a little. But she was a lovely, lovely woman. And the people were lovely. At one point, I did stop and tell her, hey, Ma, Listen, you know, just in case all this stuff I'm telling you isn't true, you will come back and tell me, right? So then, then I just went back to patting her head, telling her about the healing light and, you know, all this stuff. And the stuff that she was saying, you know, about what they were telling her. And then, you know, listen, I'm half Sicilian. And, you know, these Sicilian people, they live with the freaking dead all the time. She was talking about all this stuff. And then in my mind's eye and in my head, I started to see my aunt, my grandmother, my grandfather, my stepfather. And what she told my sister one, this was, oh, so sweet. She said that she couldn't go yet because she didn't have a robe and they had robes and they were in this beautiful, beautiful forest of deep green and oranges. And it was so beautiful, but she couldn't go because she didn't have a robe. So my sister-in-law went and got her finest robe to put over her.
Oh.
So she wouldn't angst about it. And it was just so, the whole experience of that, I think that when people pass, it's not just like, oh, you know, yeah, they're going to pass soon. I don't think so. I think it's really hard to die.
Yeah.
And I think that holding somebody's hand and talking them through it, like the last thing I said to my mother, oh, and I had the music on, you know, the meditation music with the birds, the piano and the birds.
Sure, yes.
I had that going while I was talking to her. I held her hands through it. And then I said, you know, I was patting her head and she was gasping. I said, you know, I was trying to calm her down. I said, look, Ma, remember when you told me we don't need words? Well, where you are going, you don't need air. You're going to become the air.
Mm.
And then she stopped breathing. And you're waiting, looking at the time, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But didn't happen. And then come to terms with, okay, she's gone. She's at peace.
Was she afraid to die, Sin? Was she fearful?
I don't know, but I made her not fearful.
Good for you.
Because I kept telling her all kinds of things about peace and forgiveness and release. And plus, I had all the stones, you know, for release, forgiveness, and, you know, place this here and put this here and, you know. And my mom.
Good, honey.
She went in style.
Hey, don't go away. More to come.
Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
That was my whole summer last year. That was such a big thing. And yesterday was a year.
That your mom passed?
Yeah. I mean.
Now, how were you right after?
I don't know. I went to sleep one night afterwards. And I woke up and I felt like I was holding her hand again. And I'm holding her hand and I'm sitting up and I look down and I'm like, no, mom's not dead. Like, maybe she's not dead because she's laying right there and you're sleeping next to her. And I kept telling myself, wake up. But it felt so real.
Yes.
And I woke up and there was David. It wasn't my
It wasn't mom, you know? At all.
But I don't know if she came back to tell me, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it was all right. All your stuff you did worked. I'm good, you know? It's funny, when, yeah. You know, when my mom died, I had one time where I felt like she visited me. I was, you know, probably 12 years old. She died when I was 10, and I was in my little bedroom in Long Island, and I felt like someone sat down on the bed, and I was, you know, young, and I was afraid. I turned on the light. I didn't see anyone. I turned off the light. And then I was like, let me just check. And I put my hand in the space where it was, and it was warm.
Oh,
the place was warm. So I remember thinking maybe she did come to visit me. Maybe, you know, because it was so traumatic. Of course, when you're 10, I think it's traumatic at any age.
Yeah,
You never want to be without your mom, you know?
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't, because your mother... It's a weird relationship when you're a girl. Same thing with your dad. My dad was different, you know. And I was working so much, and the kid was little, and yeah. I was, oh my God, it was a lot. So,
and you were super duper famous, which makes it hard to navigate too, right?
Well,
when fame affects everyone in your world, not just you, you know.
But in 2004 or 2003.
Well, I know you don't like this word, but you are an icon, Cyndi Lauper. I know you don't like that.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, to make a long story short, oops, too late for that. But when I read the script in Italy, I didn't want to go back to work, but I looked at it and it looked like fun, like just fun.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, and they came back and the producer and writer, he was one of these real creative guys that you could just talk to, like, you know, of course, my best acting coach ever, David Thornton,
yes,
was giving me clues and things of, you know, and they literally let me, like, when my character kept quoting every show.
Every Broadway show line.
Yeah, like Mousetrap.
Wow.
And because, you know, it's an old one, you could probably get... It's easy to get that one. And Shakespeare.
But it was fun and you loved doing it? Because you're so great when you act, Cynd. I love seeing you in acting
sometimes.
Roles. Sometimes.
No, well, really. If it's a good one and I relate to it, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
And it depends on the people around you. You know, the
totally.
People
who you're working with. It starts from the top. And if you got somebody in charge who... loves what they're doing and loves making art, it can be the most glorious time, you know?
I mean, if you get a good director, yes. Gosh, you turn into Flippa for them, right? I mean, I would.
Yeah, you do whatever like, they you know, ask, of course,
whatever.
A good director.
It's like, sure, I can do that, you know?
Yeah, remember at the beginning of our careers, we all used to write on our 8x10, you know, juggling, unicycle riding, when they said special talents. All of it was lies. So then I got a part and they're like, so you can ride a unicycle? Yeah, yeah. And then I tried to learn, but I couldn't, you know. But you lie yourself into parts sometimes, I think.
Every bad or good, every experience brings you to the next point.
Totally.
In your life.
Yes.
Good, bad, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you learn and you just get better.
You got a big birthday coming up, don't you?
Oh, God.
Come on now.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think about it? Are you dreading it? Are you excited about it? I mean, first of all, you're as beautiful.
I always get pissed off.
Really?
Because, yeah, who the freak wants to be that old? You know, and as long as I could do my upward downward dog.
And you can.
As long as I could stand on my head. Well, you know, you still get all these little,
Yeah, I know, honey, you do PT all the time.
Yep. You know, it's like you got to do PT so you could do your upward downward dog correctly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's a pain, you know, so I'm going to Italy. So
where are you going for your birthday? With David and everybody, or you just take?
Yeah, David. Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, I've been busy this year and we started the Girls Just Want to Have Fundamental Rights Fund.
Which, you know, Sin, if there's not a time for that right now, I don't know. I mean,
can you believe what they did? As soon as they decided that they were going to lie, you know, how about this? You go under oath, you say something under oath, and then when you get the job, you just do exactly the opposite. So basically, you lied under oath,
yes.
But that's okay. And who do you got? You got one person from a cult.
Yes.
A cult, a religious cult in the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
You got another guy who, all right, I don't even want to get into that guy.
Yeah.
All I hope is that his daughters don't have to live with what he put into law. Okay, but I'm sure they'll be okay because
I heard you talking about
to Ari.
I don't remember where it was, but you were so articulate and so poignant when you were saying about the cleaning lady and that.
Yeah. Ted Cruz's cleaning lady. Ted Cruz's daughters, they're going to be all right, but not the cleaning lady's daughters.
Right.
All right. Because
right.
that, you know, you can never forget. That we're all living on this planet together. And you may think that you are privileged.
Mm.
Whatever you do is going to come back in a way that's going to surprise you. And that's part of life. That's part of learning. But honestly, for them, you know, especially with all the work that we did, but what now that the kids don't get, who would have thought I was at the kids today? No. But what some people don't understand is that if we back then were, oh, you're just going to be canceled, right?
Right.
We would never be now
where
in
we
a
are.
Place
yep.
where kids can really question how they're feeling and be who they are, even if it's they. Okay,
that's
which
my
is
daughter.
Hard for everybody to
yes.
wrap your head around. It's not a sexual thing
at all.
It's a gender thing.
It's a gender thing. Yes.
Like I don't know if I'm male or female. I'm both. I want to be accepted as a human being and not put in this package
yes.
all the time.
And what it means to be those things, you know? I mean. I don't know if you remember, but Dakota as a little girl was everything was pink. It was, everything was girly, girly pink. And, you know, she got into this fourth, fifth grade class last year. She's 10. And she told me around Christmas, you know, Mom, I'm non-binary. And I said, fantastic. What does that mean? You know, and here she okay. is schooling me, my 10-year-old, this lesbian me. You know, she's telling me all about, and she goes, you know, there's some kids in my class that don't even know their gender. And I said, sure they do, honey. They're a boy or a girl. She goes, Mommy, that is your sex, not your gender. There are many genders. It's like, this kid is teaching me, you know?
Yeah, but you see, that's how they feel. And I understand. It's hard to wrap your head around. It's very hard to wrap your head around. But I am happy that the work that you and I and other people did.
Right.
That moved us forward enough that kids could actually question and say, hey,
right,
I don't want to be pigeonholed as male or female.
Right.
And what happens is that parents or what's happening, which always happens ironically, is that whenever there's a money issue problems,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden authoritarianism comes into play.
Right, rears its head.
You know,
head.
Like
yeah.
all of a sudden, I'm supposed to have your religion.
Yeah, no.
That's not how this country was founded.
Exactly.
Right? And that's why, you know, put my nose out that a handful of religious, zealous people decided to enforce their religion onto me.
Right.
Right?
Because
that ain't, I don't, I don't subscribe to that and I don't want to. And to have an educated person stand on a pulpit as a governor and lie.
Right.
Lie like a fucking rug.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Like a rug, he lies. And everyone's like, oh, I really like that guy.
Yeah.
You know I'm talking about DeSantis,
of
right?
Of course. He's a crazy, crazy person. He's a Nazi. He's very much in the model of Trump.
But, hon, he's educated.
Well.
And he should have had education open his mind, unless he's just greedy.
Yeah.
And it's the same bullshit. Like,
Trump.
Oh, look yeah. up here, look up here, pray to God, praise God, and then stick somebody's got their hands in your pocket.
Mm.
Because basically, it's money, and that's it. You think Trump was religious?
No, what are you kidding me? How about in Florida where they're trying to take the children away? Trans kids, they're trying to take them away. They legally have a bill that has been passed and signed by DeSantis, or DeSatan, as I call him. And
yeah,
they can take
devil.
The children away from their legitimate parents if the parents try to get them gender-affirming care in the state of Florida, in the United States, in 2023.
Wow.
We got to do something. Everyone who's opposed to fascism taking foothold in the United States, which it already has.
No, well, that's because the money again.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, every time there's money problems, distraction, distraction. But hey, oh my God, children who are trans, they're different. Oh my God, people who are different.
Right.
Let's get them. Yeah. Don't pass a bill that bans assault weapons
right.
like the one that just was used in Hollywood, Florida. How many times are they, why do they need assault weapons, right?
Yes.
Oh, but let's get rid of kids at drag shows.
And if they do have family-friendly ones at, like, you know, a Hamburger Mary's or whatever, that's exactly what they are, family-friendly brunch, where, you know,
yeah.
maybe you could bring your own kids. You can do bring your family and friends, you know? It's scary what's happening.
Who cares?
Yeah,
who cares?
Exactly.
You know, what about Kabuki? You're going to outlaw Kabuki?
Yeah, they don't like the white makeup. Exactly. Different.
Oh, they should like white and
you're right there.
And let's ban books. Let's
yeah.
burn the books because why tell kids the truth?
Right.
Why let them know the real history? Because the only way that you can make a better world is by having people understand what we did wrong.
Exactly.
Because we can fix it.
That's right.
That's what this is about.
It sure
it's
is.
It's about us coming together and helping each other and fixing what's fucked up.
That's right.
And just, you know, like people want to go back to the 50s. Yeah, who was that good for?
No one.
Not me.
White men. White men
white
only.
White men.
That's
because
right.
women couldn't have credit cards.
Right.
Right? Women, I know what my mother went through. She couldn't even be educated. She wanted to be educated. But, you know, if you're poor, you can just whistle a merry tune.
Yeah. You became a teacher or you became, you know,
a secretary.
Like my mother went to Catherine Gibbs. That's what she did. Well, listen, I want to tell you congratulations on the documentary, Let the Canary Sing. And it's all about your life, career, ups and downs, sideways, backwards. It's all about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about mostly the career.
Yeah.
David's not in it and Declan's not in
okay.
it. Because I want them to have their privacy and their life. Because they
yeah, sure.
are artists in their own right.
In their own right, correct.
And they should have their spotlight on them. Not
totally true.
A blurred with me.
Got
yeah.
it. I got it. Well, I'm so happy for you. I'm happy for all your success. Happy birthday. I love you so much. I think you're the greatest.
Oh, thank
I remember
you.
Going to your 40th or 50th on a boat.
No, 50.
In the boat in the Hudson River. Remember that?
It was the East River.
Oh, the East
junk.
River, yes.
With the Chinese junk, and then they wouldn't let me. I wanted everybody to do the whole pirate thing.
Yes.
And everybody said no.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was a funny idea, and I was willing to do it. I would have put that patch on and a fake sword. I would have been, a pirate's life for me. You know.
Yeah, see? What makes pirates so sexy?
I don't know.
I don't know. They just are. So sad. So sad.
I love you, Sid. All right, say hi to the boys for me, okay?
I will. Just say hello to everybody.
I will, sweetheart. And I love you so much, and thank you.
Hey, we'll be back with more questions from you after this.
Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right. Well, that was Cyndi Lauper. God almighty. She's a dream. I got to tell you, she's a dream. Sometimes I like pinch myself, the world that I live in, you know, that I get to know and love these iconic, huge meteorite talents. They're just huge and powerful and they shake the earth and it's thrilling to be in their orbit. Okay. We've got some questions from you or comments. And if you want to leave one, you go to onwardrosie@gmail.com. Leave us a voice memo. You'll figure out. You know how to do it. Just here we go. Here's a question.
Hi, Rosie. My name is Danielle and I'm in Tasmania, Australia. One thing I would like to ask you is, what is America like now compared to the America of 30 years ago? We went there when I was 16 in 1990 and was something that all families wanted to do in my neighborhood. To go to America on a holiday was like the greatest. And now it seems so many of my pals don't want to go to America anymore. And I wonder, what's it feel like in the everyday to be an American citizen with our politics? Well, presuming ours are similar, I think. Anyway, I love you. Thank you.
What a great question. Boy, 30 years ago, it's hard to even remember, but I will tell you this, you know, thanks to the amazing literature that's been written about what happens to a country when they lose their democracy, you know, and we know what's happening. And I'd like to hope that we're not the frogs in the pot on the slow boil, right? I hope that we are aware of just how dangerous a precipice we're all on all over the world. To have dictators want to come in and do for themselves only. And, you know, that is not the founding principles of the United States of America. And when I grew up, you know, it was troubling times in the country, right? It was the Vietnam War. It was Nixon resigning and how that shook the nation. And many people thought we would never be able to come together as a nation again after Nixon. And what happened between Democrats and Republicans. And what's happening now is it's nearly unthinkable for me to look at the polls that say, even after he was arraigned, arrested, indicted, people still believed in him. some 50-something percent of Republicans still had faith and believed in this man. I can't understand it. So to me, it feels like scary. It feels like we have to use our voice now, especially artists. When times get tough, that's what the artists do, and it's their responsibility. So when they make shows like Handmaid's Tale, everybody can take note how it went down, how they got there, and how Margaret Atwood even thought up that tale, which people told her was far too extreme and could never happen. And here we are. And here we are. So I believe in the human spirit. I believe that we will right the wrongs that have been done in the name of selfish narcissist rhetoric. I don't know. I hope it gets better, and I'm going to work towards that goal in any way that I can, and I hope everyone does too. Thank you for the question, and I love Australia. And now there's another one.
Hi, Rosie. This is David in Grand Rapids. And I feel like a broken record. Everyone's telling you the same thing. I'm going to as well. I grew up watching your show. And I think it's because I was this burgeoning gay boy. And a lot of us gay kids were drawn to your show. I think it's because you were so genuine and you were full of such joy. And even though we may not have known that you were gay, I think we see our people subconsciously, and we were drawn to you. And I have not a question, but a story that I hope will touch you. My father was a very, very strict, tough Black man who grew up in the hood, and he was very, very protective of his three sons, and he was extremely careful not to let us watch any television that could be harmful or influence us in any way that was not his vision of what a young Black man should grow up to. And he would just tell us we couldn't watch many, many, many shows. But what he would say often is, go watch the Rosie O'Donnell show. That's what you should be watching. And it was so crazy because he felt that your show was the safe show. Your show was not going to be harmful in any way, even though he was acutely aware that I was showing signs of becoming gay. Your show was rated G, and it just looked like good family fun. So my father really insisted that we watch you. And I just want to thank you for being a safe place that I could turn to as a kid. I am obsessed with your podcast. I listen to it constantly. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being yourself.
Wow. That was quite something. Really beautiful, I have to tell you. And I thank you for leaving that message. And I wish I got to meet your dad. You know, it was family fun, but it was definitely gay. I mean, you know, John was gay. I was gay. A couple of writers were gay, a bunch of them, a bunch of the producers. You know, it was a gay-friendly show with a Black male executive producer and me at the helm. And his name is Bernie Young. And I think we made the Merv Griffin Show for the next generation. And the Merv Griffin Show was a haven for gays too. I mean, come on, he had Zsa Zsa, he had Toadie Fields, he had Bette Midler, he had everyone, Merv Griffin. And Broadway was represented. And, you know, he was gay himself, Merv Griffin. Isn't that the tale that they tell? A different time, a different world, you know, what was possible in his lifetime and what's possible in mine and in yours, the next generation. So thank you for sharing that with me. It really does move me, and I feel the love. So I thank you for it. Well, this has been a great show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And peace out. We'll see you next week with Billy Porter, the last of our special guests for Gay Pride Month. Hey, I'm gay. It's okay. Peace out.
Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.